Welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson for drum and bass and jungle intros, specifically that midnight amen approach where the amen break is present, but it feels like it's far away, filtered, rainy, and tense, and then on the drop, it snaps into full clarity and weight. The rule for today is simple. Stock devices only. No third-party plugins, no samples beyond the amen itself. We're going to build a reusable system. One processed intro amen that teases the drop, and a separate drop-ready amen that hits clean and punchy. The whole trick is contrast. Tease, widen, inhale impact. Let's set the stage. Set your tempo around 172 to 176 BPM. That classic rolling pocket. Now in arrangement view, make three clear sections. Bars 1 through 8 is your ghost amen intro. Bars 9 through 16 is the approach, where the loop starts to reveal itself and build urgency. Bar 17 is the drop. Now grab your amen break audio clip, warp it, and be picky about the start point. Zoom in and make sure the clip starts exactly on a transient. No tiny offset, no flam, no late feeling. That microscopic start point alignment is the difference between cinematic tension and just sounding sloppy. Here is the advanced workflow move. Duplicate the amen clip right away. One copy is for the intro and one is for the drop. For the intro clip, set warp mode to Complex Pro. That gives you a bit of smear and softness, which is actually useful when you're doing big filtering, reverb, echo, and texture. For the drop clip, switch warp mode to beats, preserve transients, and set the envelope somewhere around 40 to 70 depending on how tight you want it. Beats mode keeps the punch. Complex Pro smooths the punch. We want both, but in different sections. Next, we're going to build two return tracks. Think of these as your space engine and your dirt engine. You'll do way more with returns than you think, and it keeps your main track chain cleaner. Return A is your long, wide cinematic space. Rename it Midnight Verb. On return A, drop in hybrid reverb. Set it to a blend of convolution and algorithm. For the convolution part, pick a small to medium room or a plate-ish impulse response. Then for the algorithm, choose a hall. We're building something that feels like a real space plus an unreal tail. Set decay around 4.5 to 7.5 seconds for the intro. You can always automate it later, but start long. Set pre-delay around 20 to 35 milliseconds, and don't underestimate pre-delay. Pre-delay is how you keep the initial drum hits readable while still bathing everything in ambience. If your intro starts to feel late or mushy, push pre-delay a bit longer, even up to 45 milliseconds. Inside Hybrid Reverb's EQ, cut the lows hard, low cut somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz, high cut around 7 to 10k. We're not making a bright trance reverb. This is Midnight. Then set dry slash wet to 100%, because it's a return. After Hybrid Reverb, put EQ 8, high pass again around 300 Hz with a steep slope, 24 dB per octave, and if anything is poking your ear, do a small dip around 2 to 4k. Then put utility. Set the width around 120 to 160%. Wide haze is cinematic. And turn on bass mono, around 150 Hz. This keeps the low mid fog from turning into a wobbly stereo mess. Optional but very pro. Set that EQ 8 on the return to M/S mode. High pass the side channel a little higher than the mid, like 400 to 600 Hz on the sides. Keep a little more body in the mid. That gives you haze on the sides, definition in the middle. Now return B. This is your crunchy parallel mid-range excitement. Rename it Crunch Parallel. Start with saturator. Use analog clip mode. Drive anywhere from 4 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. Next, add drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 20. Crunch around 10 to 35. Keep boom subtle. 0 to maybe 10. And only if it doesn't muddy your low mids. Then add auto filter, set to band pass. Put it in the 1.5 to 2.5k range to start, and you can sweep it a bit later. Resonance around 0.8 to 1.3. Then add utility and keep width controlled, maybe 80 to 110%. This layer is not supposed to be huge, it's supposed to read as energy. And here's a common fix: if that crunch return starts fighting the snare crack, it's usually too much 2 to 5k. So feel free to add an EQ 8 after drum bus on return B and notch around 3 to 4.5k by 1 to 3 dB with a fairly narrow Q. Optionally low pass around 6 to 8k so it stays mid-growl instead of fizz. Cool, returns are built. Now go to your amen intro track and we'll build the device chain. We'll do this in a specific order because each device feeds the next in a musical way. First device, EQ 8 for pre-clean. High pass around 30 to 60 Hz, steep. We're not trying to build sub in the intro from the MN. If the loop feels boxy, Cut 200 to 350 Hz by maybe 1 to 3 dB. Next, auto filter. This is the main distance control. Set it to a 24 dB low pass. At bar 1, set the cutoff somewhere between 400 and 900 Hz. That's your behind glass vibe. By bar 16, we want it opening up to somewhere like 6 to 12K. Set resonance around 0.5 to 1.1, and consider adding a bit of drive, anywhere from 0 to 6 dB. As the filter opens, the drive gives a little bite and urgency. Now the key is automation shape. Don't just draw a straight ramp. Make it slow early, then accelerate toward the end. That feels like the pressure is rising. Next, redux. Controlled grit, like old sampler edge. Downsample around 2 to 6. Bit reduction very light, 0 to 2, and only if you know you want that crunch. Keep the dry slash wet around 10 to 35%, and automate it. Bars 1 to 8, keep it subtle. Bars 9 to 16, creep it up a bit for aggression. Teacher note, redux is a seasoning, not the meal. The second it ruins the snare identity, you went too far. Next, echo. This is your time smear and dubby hinting. Set the time to 1/8 or 1/8 dotted. Feedback around 15 to 35%. Modulation around 3 to 8. Add a touch of noise if you want, 0 to 6%. In echo's filter, high pass around 250 Hz and low pass around 6 to 9K. Keep dry slash wet low, like 8 to 20%. Then automate the dry slash wet upward in bars 13 to 16 so it starts to bloom as you approach the drop. If your groove starts to feel rhythmically unclear, a great fix is to shorten the echo timing. Try 1/16th with lower feedback. Shorter taps create less confusion while still giving motion. Next, drum bus. This is where we control the ghostness and then restore punch. For the intro, set drive around 2 to 8, crunch 0 to 15. Here's the important part. Set transients negative. Something like minus 5 to minus 15. That softens the attacks and pushes the amen back in the soundstage. If the top gets fizzy, use damp to tame it. Then, right before the drop, automate those transients back toward zero, or even slightly positive if you want a sharper arrival. Or you can simply switch to your drop clip and chain, which we'll do in a moment. Last in the chain, utility. For intro width, keep it narrower than you think, around 70 to 100%. Narrow feels distant and controlled. Then automate width up a little in bars 15 and 16, like 100 to 120%, just enough to feel like the room is expanding. And we'll also use utility for the pre-drop inhale, the suck out. Now let's talk sends, because this is where the midnight vibe really becomes cinematic. On the Amen intro track, send to midnight verb, bars 1 to 8. Set that send around minus 8 to minus 4 dB. That it be roomy. Bars 9 to 14. Actually back it off a bit, like minus 10 to minus 6 dB, because as your filter opens and the break comes forward, too much long reverb will blur it. Then in bars 15 and 16, automate the send down further, around minus 14 dB or so. You want the intro to get drier right before the drop, so the drop feels present. Now send to crunch parallel. Bars 1 to 8. Almost nothing. Minus infinity up to maybe minus 18 dB if you want a hint. Bars 9 to 16. Bring it up into the minus 12 to minus 6 range, depending on taste. This gives you that mid-range urgency that reads on small speakers. Quick coaching concept. Calibrate your distance with 3 faders, not 20 devices. The dry track level, the reverb send amount, and the high frequency content from your filter and EQ. Nail those 3 relationships first. Everything else is garnish. Now the pre-drop trick, the suck out and snap. This is the inhale. Option 1 is fast and clean. In the last quarter to half bar before bar 17, automate utility gain down. You can go minus 6 dB to minus infinity, depending on how dramatic you want it. The key is, don't mute your returns. Let the midnight verb tail keep floating for a moment. That ghost tail into silence makes the drop hit like a door opening. Option 2 is more advanced and slightly more designed. In the last half bar, do a quick filter dive. Drop your auto filter cutoff from like 8 to 12K down to around 500 Hz, rapidly. At the same time, automate drum bus transients from negative into positive right on the drop, or switch to the drop clip with a punchier chain. That combination feels like the air got pulled out and then slammed back in. Another very slick alternative inhale, instead of fading volume, automate an EQ8 high shelf down on the last quarter bar, like minus 8 to minus 15 dB above 6 to 10K, then release it exactly on the drop. That feels like the air disappears, not like the track is fading. All right, now we prep the drop. For the Amen drop clip, set warp mode to beats, preserve transients. Then your drop chain should be simple. EQ 8, high pass 30 to 40 Hz. Drum bus with drive 3 to 10. Transients positive, like plus 5 to plus 20. Crunch 0 to 10. Optionally a saturator after that. Very light drive, 1 to 5 dB. Soft clip-on. Then utility, with around 90 to 110, and bass mono on around 120 to 160 Hz. The philosophy is, intro is filtered, distant, softened, drop is dry, present, transient forward. Now, arrangement moves that make it feel authentically jungle and not just an effect demo. At bar 4 or bar 8, add a single clean snare hit from the amen with a long reverb send. It's like a signal flare in the fog. In bars 9 to 12, introduce micro stutters. Copy a tiny slice, like a 16th or an 8th, reverse it, fade it in, or use beat repeat sparingly. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1 16th, chance around 10 to 25%, variation low, filter on, and keep it mid to high. Better yet, do beat repeat on a parallel chain inside an audio effect rack and only trigger it for the last half bar of phrases. Bars 8, 12, and 16 are perfect. Chaos framed by arrangement always sounds intentional. Bars 15 to 16, hint a fill. Copy a classic amen turnaround, low pass it, and then let it open right into the drop. You're basically teaching the listener what's coming. If you want to go even deeper, here are a few advanced variations you can try, still stock only.